All the wonders of the world. The clouds lay in the sky on the highest floor. I imagine I take a step with confidence and gracefully slip through.
I think nature and love.
The act of just breathing.
No cares of nothing I was worried about. It's like smoking weed. It takes away from all any worries and nothing. Just...
I can visualize the clean air moving through my body really well.
Nature is just a beautiful, just being on this earth.
I land and I'm encompassed by the sea that aligns the land and creeps closer and closer to its own other hand.
That has showed me God is real before I knew it.
I know that grass and everything around me is a very shared space and something that's just there tangibly. So whatever you're going through mentally or emotionally, it's something that's temporary or fleeting, but the ground's always there. It's helpful to kind of just, that helps me feel connected, I guess, in that sense.
Those were the most beautiful times in my life.
I guess I'm a bit shocked by the thought of me truly living my life for me.
I just think again, why not? What do I have to lose? What if I don't do it? What could happen?
Yeah, being able to work, getting up every day, work and to earn a dollar, getting rich. It's you every day I wake up with an opportunity to get rich. I feel like getting rich is the most. Is the top-notch goal in life. And it shouldn't be, but that's really the top-notch goal in life, as we speak.
Anything that makes me feel most present is, when I feel connected to just, other people and feel like I have a sense of purpose.
I think my favorite part of life is oddly, the parts of life where, I've been in the most pain. A lot of times, where I suffered. But I also think about how it's made me who I am.
A lot of the times when I think about my sense of purpose and what makes my life meaningful, I often think about what my impact has been on other people more so, just because that's something that brings me a lot of joy.
I continue to come back to the conclusion that nothing even matters. To believe that the world revolves around me is quite selfish. The amount of storylines that surround me counteracts that claim daily. I am insignificant to everyone but me. My decisions matter to no one but me. And for that, nothing even matters.
200 years down the line, niggas not gonna know my name. Nobody gonna care about me.
It's about a timing thing.
A blessing as you just keep going till your time is up.
When great trees fall, rocks on distant hills shudder, lions hunker down in tall grasses, and even elephants lumber after safety.
I think naturally I am afraid of death.
I don't know if I'm scared of it. Obviously, I think death is scary, but it's not something that's in the back of my head all the time.
Killing myself non-violently, death by submission and disassociation.
The pain associated with it in my mind, or just feeling like my life would end.
Pain is temporary, always remember that.
Loss is so...
I can't wrap my head around how that's gonna feel.
I've simply been moving through the motions with the passing of my second mother. I've rarely shed any tears.
Something was not there that was a minute ago.
Somebody's actually gone from this earth and not gonna wake up again, you feel me?
She can't walk around anymore and her body is not physically here anymore. I just can't comprehend that.
It just feels like, I feel like it's like an empty hole.
I really just would not be able to carry on for a minute.
How are you just laying here? You're not speaking back to me. Like,
when great souls die, the air around us becomes light, rare, sterile.
I think I have an issue with like blocking certain images out of my head, but I couldn't block my sister.
I just don't understand how she's not here anymore.
It would feel like a piece is gone in like other people's lives.
It just puts everything into perspective that what we see on the outside isn't what really matters.
Yeah.
There was something, her soul was inside of her. That's what made her alive.
When great trees fall in forests, small things recoil into silence. Their senses eroded beyond fear.
But I think mostly just like from where I grew up and the things I experienced, sometimes I fear how I will die.
It's been through a lot, you know.
As a Black person in America, and you see so much death and loss every day.
No, all types of stuff. Seeing murder.
Sometimes I fear being mishandled and things like that.
We breathe. Briefly, our eyes, briefly, see with a hurtful clarity.
Sight wars, juvenile halls, gang violence.
Just unjustly messed with, I guess, and like.
Yeah, at this point, I'm kind of numb to it. I lost a lot of people.
Our memory. Suddenly sharpened, examines gnaws on kind words unsaid, promise walks never taken. Great souls die, and our reality bound to them takes leave of us.
It's about a timing thing, and you.
Our minds formed and informed by their radiance fall away.
I really think I've accepted that we're not immortal, and I would not want
to
be immortal.
You're not so much maddened as reduced to the unutterable ignorance of dark. Cold caves.
It's not something that's as scary as people think it is, just because of how inevitable it is.
No, it's a time I'm gonna die, so why think about it?
My death has been written already.
That takes away kind of like the fear at times.
Our souls dependent upon their nature now shrink, wizened.
Whenever I die, I'm gonna die. And so there's no reason to fear death. I'm gonna keep going, keep pushing, keep stepping. Until I can't.
Know that I'm a soldier, feel me? And if it's my time, it's my time. Everybody has a time. Everybody's gonna die.
So that I could die tomorrow and not necessarily regret the way that I had lived.
Everything seems so clear now.
What I hope to see in my life again is like just living each day with purpose and exuding love. That's all I really want
to
see.
My spontaneity is steered by my ongoing search for purpose, to find that defining moment. When it just happens is when I feel most alive, as though I've escaped from the loop that is life and entered the real world.
Mass racism is a place football field.
It doesn't have to be anything where like the whole world knows about me, but like I want people who actually had a chance to talk to me and just like experience me, like how I found my energy. Like, I hope they feel something from that, or like are inspired by something, or just like
the meaning of love.
I wish I knew what I wanted to get out of my life.
Always try to put the word loyalty over love. I know there's two different words, so I want to know what love really feels like.
Financially stable, of course. I'm not talking about being rich, it's stable. Like, say I can pay for any accidents, incidents, anything like that happen unexpectedly, I can pay for that and not be hurt.
I want to be able to support my friends, my family. Easy, period.
I want to like travel a lot. I want to see the world. Like, so many things.
I hope to make others understand that whatever you go through, there's always a way out of it.
I don't want to die with all my dreams in me. I want to die empty. I don't want to die with my passion still in me. I want to die with that passion being let out in the world and me living my purpose.
And when great souls die, after, a period of peace blooms slowly and always irregularly.
I feel like we're about to be in the beginning of something rather than the end.
I don't know if the end is near, but I know it's inevitable.
I hadn't thought of that before.
It's very hard, like, I think it's like a really hard concept to grasp for me.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
I don't want to be cremated just because you never know if you're going to go to hell or heaven. So why even burn your body?
And I felt like my glasses were like a sign of like my kid self, like my innocence, my youth. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to be buried in my glasses. I don't think I want that anymore, but that's just, I don't know.
I'm not too worried about what happens to my body as long as it's something for good.
I just want to finally cry in like the arms. Jesus. I think that's where my actual life will start.
For anything, I want to really find is peace within myself and within this world.
I take the foot off the gas.
Spaces fill with a kind of soothing electric vibration. Our senses restored, never to be the same whisper.